I want to review more, you know, about practice. So beginner can understand why we do this kind of meditation. Mahasati meditation or great awareness or mindfulness is always use movement. So for beginner, we emphasize on body movement. So body movement can bring up self-awareness. So probably it's like you people rubbing the firewood, you know, together. So it can cause fire. But if you, if the firewood is cold or is wet, you cannot make fire. So if you sit still, if you don't move, if you just try to feel calm, then it's it cannot get fire. So we keep something for you to do, keep some work for you to do. So it's like we working when we move. So when whatever you do, you know, there's outcome. When there's action, there's reaction according to what is called the law of conservation. The energy you put in is equal to the energy come out. So when you have the right input, then the output will be good. But if you keep the wrong or the bad input, the outcome will be bad. So we kind of keep the right input that we call right self-awareness or right mindfulness. So it will bring right wisdom or right view, right knowledge while doing this. So there's a kind of clear cut, you know, when you get to know, to feel the movement, you can see the difference when you not feel, when you're not aware. You might just get carried away easily. You're not by yourself, or you don't know yourself. So thought is more powerful than a tiny self-awareness or mindfulness. So it's very easy for us to get trapped in thought, get caught in thought, get carried away by thought, 100 times, 1,000 times, you know, every day. So samadhi, that we use this term a lot, you know, in Thailand or in Pali. When they go to temple, they go to meditation center, or go to do samadhi, tham samadhi, or to meditate samadhi. It can be verb or it can be noun, you know, samadhi. So samadhi means right concentration. There's three quality of samadhi, mean the state of our mind that is stable. Stability, purity, and gentle to fit to the job. So that is the quality of samadhi or attentive mind. So it has to, you have to let your mind work, let your mind think, so it can bring wisdom, you know. But if you suppress it, there's no way you can have wisdom, because you block out, you just suppress it. It's like what's called, it's mind ridden. So in our practice, we just let our mind think, let our mind feel. When your body move, you can feel. But when you don't feel, you get carried away by the thought or thinking. Simple, actually. When you come back more and more to be aware, then you become like big anchor, you know, of your mind. So it's easy to be right here and now, in the present moment. So in other words, samadhi means your mind is also in the very present moment, not get carried away by the past situation, thought or feeling, not to worry about the future, what's going to happen, about fear. So it can clear, you know, it can clear concoction. It can see fear, it can see thought. So Nupotian tried to explain between knowing and seeing. Like, we know we are thinking. We know we think, but we get carried away, we get caught in thought, we follow thought, so thought kind of drag us along. But when we know thought, it's like we have inner eye to see thought, the thought just stop immediately, once we see it, without effort. When you stop your car, you need to push the brake. But to stop thought in this meditation, you don't have to push it. Just look at thought, watch it. Use mindfulness to see thought. That's kind of advanced state of the practice. So when you practice more, then you can prove it, you know, that you can see thought. Like for me, until 26 years old, I could see thought. Before that, I always got caught in thought, in the jail of thought, in the sea of thought, in the power of thought. So never experience a kind of real freedom or real peace. So then one day I made the resolution. If anyone could help me or give me the method, you know, to get out of thought or to free myself from thought, then I would sacrifice my life to him. I thought even I would go to China to see Zen master or something. But then I was lucky to see Lung Bo Tien, who was well known as time Zen master because the way of he taught is like Zen. He didn't rely on the text or what it's written in the canon, Tipitaka. He just taught from what he experienced or what he had, what he got it from inside knowledge. But the point is to come back, you know, to feel, to know yourself until you can see thought, you can see your mind, you can see how our mind concocts. Then you can detach from it. So whatever that make you suffer, whether thought or concoction, sorrow, fear, stress, anxiety, ego, all this will be eliminated when you see it clearly. But when you sit still to attain calmness, it's impossible to see the cause of suffering. No matter how long you meditate, no matter how many hours you can sit. You can brag that you can sit many hours in meditation. you think you're so good, but then you get out in the real world and when someone just mean at you or criticize you, then you just cannot deal with it, you know, cannot accept it. Something like that. But this you can fight. It's like you can fight, you can deal with it, you can get through it, any circumstance. It's like you get stronger, you are more skillful how to fight, like boxing, you can be a real champion. Yeah, in the beginning you have skeptical doubt. You still don't get it and you have no confidence. But when you... Longpo Tien, he like to challenge the people or practitioner. Come, practice this. I guide you, I teach you. Within 1 month, 3 months, 1 year, 3 years, if you don't get anything, you can take my life or something.
Get your money back.
Yeah, or get your money back. I give you salary. If you know nothing. But nobody return the money. So many people like to be challenged, and many follow and transform their life and got new life. So this technique will help you. The teacher just guide you the way, then you can carry it. With you anytime, anywhere, you can use it. Like when your wife make you upset, you don't have to run away. you can smile or you can do something or can hug her or whatever. Do something opposite. then you feel better, and you can reconcile. Then it will melt away, you know, when you do opposite of what you. But if you put something, you know, against each other, then it causes fire. it can make a war. So someone have to put the water, you know, to put out the fire. So have to stop. So when you don't say anything, you don't make a quarrel, then just let her do that alone. Then then it just get tired, yeah. So like the Buddha, someone asked him, what do you do when someone made you angry? The Buddha said, what you do if someone offer you food but you don't want it? So there's someone who offer, have to take it. So as same as me, I don't take it. When someone try to give me you know, anger, those negative energy, I just don't pick up, I don't take it. So the person who cause anger, just take it. So actually our mind has no anger. Right now you have no anger, no greed, no jealousy, no anxiety, but your mind not clear yet, you know, not shine like a bright sun yet. Until you have wisdom. That's what we need. So wisdom can shed light or penetrate on any corner of darkness within ourselves. I don't say that tranquilized meditation is not good, but it's not the best. It's not something that you can do in daily life. Probably it's good for hermit for people who renounce the world and don't have to deal with family. Any question? Wonderful day, sunshine out there. Chilly weather. And then we went to Bridgeport to have breakfast, have lunch, and probably with a big group of Laotian people preparing for Kathin ceremony, new robe, monk's robe ceremony tomorrow. That's big, big party. If you'd like to have that kind of party, you can go. A lot of food, a lot of something, tradition, good energy. But today this afternoon I go to what? Expo. That's the recreation. Just like 30 minute meditation class. Probably not that's going to help me.